It's knock on wood.
I'm Steve Charney. Spike Jones, love Spike Jones, yeah. I've been playing a lot of fractured versions of Cinderella, but it started me thinking about balls. You know, she kept getting invited to the ball, and we don't have balls too much anymore. Anybody ever out there ever being invited to a ball? Ever go to a ball? They're kind of like dances, kind of like hops, proms, socials, but they're different. They're more extravagant. So we're dealing with balls today. There are a lot of songs about balls. What can I say? Not the kind that you bounce. We're not talking about that kind of ball. We're talking about the dance kind. For instance, we have Spike Jones talking about the monster movie ball, Tickle Tune Typhoon, the boogie ball. Homer and Jethro are going to be singing about the fireman's ball, and Michael Feinstein singing about the ugly bug ball, codfish ball, Tommy Dorsey. Harry's even going to be in singing about the Woodstock strutters ball, and Jay Unger is my guest, and he's going to help me sing the storybook ball. Got a lot of balls. Okay, so they're things from the past. I don't think there are too many balls. And maybe the rich class has balls. Maybe New York has a lot. But us poor slobs, we have to just go to square dances, I guess. Let's start off with, what are we going to start off with? Let's start off with Michael Feinstein, the ugly bug ball.
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug, I'm such an ugly bug. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a bride, come along with us to the glorious annual Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, and a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. While the crickets click their tricky melodies, all the ants were fancy dancing with the fleas. Then up from under the ground, the worms came squirming around. Oh, they danced until their legs were nearly lame. Every little crawling creature you can name, everyone was glad. What a time they had. They were so happy they came. Come on, let's crawl. Gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball. To the ball, to the ball. And a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. Saw a pretty queen. She was beautiful in yellow, black, and green. He said, would you care to dance? Their dancing led to romance. Then she sat upon his caterpillar knees, and he gave his caterpillar queen a squeeze. Soon their honeymoon built a big cocoon thanks to the Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl. Gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball. To the ball, to the ball. And a happy time we'll have. The annual Ugly Bug Ball.
This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, of course, and joining me in the studio now is Jay Unger, one of the finest fiddle players I've ever met. Of course, I've only met three in my life, but...
And the other two were me also, right?
That's right. Now, they were all in fifth grade. They were just starting out. No, actually, Jay is great, and he's played with... You played with a lot of well-known people, right?
Well, I suppose, yeah. Over the many years, I have.
Yeah, I guess... Name some of the people, just to impress everyone.
Let's see. Well, George Burns and Gracie Allen. No, you don't remember them anyway. Well, currently I play with Molly Mason. We used to have a band called Fiddle Fever. Let's see, I've been on records with lots of singers. I can't remember any of them right now. I was in the David Bromberg band for a while.
David Bromberg, that's a big name.
Here's a name that's big because it's long. Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys.
That's right.
Nobody remembers that.
In the late
60s.
Somebody out there is listening.
Right. I was in a rock and roll band by that name.
Yeah. I remember that band. Before I knew you, I knew Cat Mother.
Is that true?
Yeah, I actually knew that band.
I recorded with Priscilla Herdman, who did some children's songs on...
Priscilla has a wonderful voice. We're going to do a song called... I don't know what the name of this song is called, but it goes like this. Up in Mother Goose's book up in the nursery, Simple Simon says, I'm feeling sad. Says Peter Piper's daughter, so am I. I think we oughta do something that'll make the kiddies glad. Smarty Smarty says, I think we'll have a party. And he calls on the old woman in the shoe. And the caddy bought his fiddle, and he played Hey I Diddle Diddle. And what happened then I'm gonna tell to you. Little Jackie Horner eating pie in the corner, stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum. Little Missy Muffet sitting on a tuff, and then she said, Yum, yum, won't you give me some? Georgie Porgy made his pudding in pie, gave Mary a big cherry, and he made her cry. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep, they couldn't find her. All the tales behind her. Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her at the ball in the home. Humpty Dumpty met her, and he said, I better get her, and I'll make her fall, and that's not all. Old King Cole, that merry old soul, helped old Mother Hubbard count a big bag roll to buy lollipops and candy for the kiddies at the storybook ball. They danced and pranced till early in the morning. They really didn't notice when to stop. So as the day was dawning and the kiddies all were yawning, they found out the mouse had run up in the clock. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, he started. Right over that big candlestick he flew. And little Tommy Tucker started singing for his supper. And so Bo Peep said, Gee, I'm hungry too. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, brought them to the hall. That's not all. Tommy Tucker stole a pickled pepper and he started running through the ball. What a squall. Polly put the kettle on the tea got cold. They had to eat the porridge that was 9 days old. Jack fell down and broke his crown and spilled the water. He had an order. 4 and 20 blackbirds were baking in the pie and they refused to sing anything. Wasn't that an awful way for little birds to act for the king and queen? What a terrible thing, said the knave and the king to the queen of hearts. Come on, hurry, honey, bring some tarts. So she did. And the kids had a picnic at the storybook bar. So they did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. Oh, thanks a lot, Jay.
That was a mouthful.
A little bit, it certainly was. But it's a lot of fun to sing. Jay Unger helping me on fiddle here on Knock on Wood. Boy, you play that thing nice.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Let's go dancing with a spook. We can a little kooky. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Monsters like to feel the beat. Everybody knock your knees
at the boo boo boogie boogie ball.
Everybody knock your knees
at the boo boo boogie boogie ball. Boo boo boogie.
That skeleton, he's lots of fun. Bangs his bones on everyone. Rattle your ribs, rattle your knees. Tap that rhythm with your teeth. Everybody knock your knees
at the boo boo boogie boogie ball.
Everybody knock your knees
at the boo boo boogie boogie ball. Boo boo boogie, boo boo boogie, boo boo boogie.
Put your arms around the ghost. Now you see him, now you don't. Swing around, boogaloo. Who can make the biggest boo? Boo! Is itching to get hopping up and down. Hop up and down. Make your favorite crew.
crazy sound. At the Boo Boo Boogie, oh, the Boo Boo Boogie, we can all get magical.
Blink and you're invisible.
We can all get magical.
Blink and you're invisible.
At the Boo Boo Boogie, oh, the Boo Boo Boogie. Everybody knock your knees
at the Boo Boo Boogie.
Playing like that, and you wind up on the Grand Ole Opry. I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz at the annual fireman's ball. All the people, they were staring because my girl's wearing a newspaper dress, that was all. Oh, she had comic strips from her knees to her hips, where her want ads were, I can't recall. Then her dress, it caught on fire, and it burned her entire front page, sports section, and all.
Thank you.
Homer and Jethro. Yeah, okay, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Today we're dealing with balls. We're talking about dance ball, the kind, you know, you get invited to a ball. Those kind of balls. I'm not talking about basketballs or baseballs or meatballs, cheese balls. No, we're talking about the kind you dance at. Earlier I was talking about how I think it's an extravagant affair, a ball, you know, like Cinderella's ball. I think it's just an old-fashioned term for dance, isn't it? Because like the fireman's ball and the policeman's ball certainly couldn't have been too fancy. I don't think people were dressing in, you know, floor-length gowns and tuxedos and things. So perhaps a ball is just an old-fashioned term for a fancy dance. I still think it has to be pretty fancy, though. It's not like it's a hop, you know, or maybe a prom. Is a prom a ball? No, I don't think so. That's mostly related to schools. Well, you figure it out. Meanwhile, we're sitting at the Knock on Wood piano here.
Right, Steve. I'm about to sing. Oh, we're both going to sing, right?
Yeah, we're going to sing the Woodstock Strutter's Ball, right?
Yeah, it's another kind of ball.
Right. I'm playing piano, and we're singing together.
Go ahead, Steve. Tickle those keys.
I'm about to get you in a taxi, honey. Now you better be ready about half past eight now, baby. Don't be late, you wanna be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey? Two steps, gonna have them all. We're gonna dance out both our shoes when they play them Jelly Roll
Blues. All right.
Tomorrow night at the Woodstock Strutter's Ball.
Go ahead, take it away, Steve. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tickle those keys. Tickle them, tickle them, tickle them. All right. Good, Steve, good. Let me do what, Steve?
Go ahead, Harry.
I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about half past eight. Baby.
Yeah.
Don't be late. You're gonna be there when the band starts.
You tell him,
Harry. Remember when we get there, honey? Two steps, gonna have them all. We're gonna dance out both their shoes.
You better believe.
When they play them Jelly Roll Blues.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at the Woodstock Strutter's Ball. Steve, one more time. Take it away. Tickle up, tickle up, tickle up. Tomorrow night at
Jack Struthers Ball.
Introducing our new addition to the Clambake 7, Bud Freeman and his tenor sax at the Codfish Ball. Take him away, Davey. Of the sea, we'll join in that jamboree at the Codfish Ball. While the lobsters dancing in a row, they shuffle off to Buffalo. The jellyfish wiggle to and fro at the Codfish Ball. Now Finn and Hattie lead the eel through an Irish reel. The catfish is the dancing man, but he can't like the sardine can. Tuna's trucking left and right, Minnie's mooching for what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the Codfish Ball.
Night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the Coconut Grave. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball. Well, I went to that party and I must declare there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampira winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Dr. Jekyll was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had a short, short song. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball. Everybody was there from the House of Wax.
Mighty Joe Young played a honking sax. The witch doctor got up and sang. Ooh, eating tang, walla walla, bing bang. Peter Lorre was late, digging up a date for the monster movie ball. Oh, the band was playing Don't Be Cruel. A mummy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Hurry, bop, Danny hopped all over the place. I saw a mole doing the stroll at the monster movie ball. Oh, well, the bless my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they surely beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still. The monster movie ball.
Can you guess who that was? I don't think you can, because it didn't sound like him. Spike Jones. Yeah, doesn't sound like a typical Spike Jones song. But it was. And it is. Okay, well, if you're tuning in late, first of all, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and we're dealing with balls today. Monster movie balls, boo-boo-boogie balls, the fireman's ball, ugly bug balls, the codfish ball, storybook ball. Jay Unger came in to help me sing that song, and Harry did the Woodstock Strutters ball. I guess I've come to the conclusion ball's just an old-fashioned word for a dance. They just don't call them balls too much anymore. Let's go to the ball. Because he was even doing the cha-cha-cha, the ball. I thought you were just basically to a waltz. Okay, let's see. You know what? I did find out when Jay was here, I said I didn't realize the name of the song that I did, which was Storybook Ball, of course. And I found Maria Muldaur's version of it. I thought it's such a... She does such a sweet version of it. I thought I'd play another one of it. So here we go. Storybook Ball again. This is by Maria Muldaur on her album called On the Sunny Side.
It's story time now. Are you ready, boys and girls?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, be quiet now, because here goes. I'm going to tell this story. Be good.
I want to hear the story about Goldilocks.
No, I'm going to tell you the story of the storybook ball. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Up in Mother Goose's book, up in the nursery, Simple Simon said, I'm feeling sad. Said Peter Piper's daughter, so am I. I think we ought to do something that'll make the kiddies glad. Smarty Smarty said, I think we'll have a party. And he called on the old woman in the shoe. Now the cat, he brought his fiddle, and he played I diddle diddle. And what happened then, I'm gonna tell to you. Little Jackie Horner eating pie up in the corner, stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum. Little Missy Muffet sitting on her tuffet, and she said, yum, yum, won't you give me some? Georgie Borgie eating pudding and pie, he made Mary quite contrary, and he made her cry. Little Bo Peep lost her sheep and couldn't find them, all the tails behind them. Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her at the ball in the hall. Humpty Dumpty met her and she said, you better let me help you off that wall before you fall. Oh, Pink Cole, that merry old soul, helped old Mother Hubbard blow his big bank roll, buying lollipops and pretties for the kiddies at the storybook ball. Doodly-oop-doo. Early in the morning, they really didn't know just when to stop. So as the day was dawning and the kiddies all were yawning, they found out the mouse had run up in the clock. Now Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, he started, and over that big candlestick he blew. And little Tommy Tucker started singing for his supper, and so Boy Blue said, gee, I'm hungry too. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, brought him to the ball. And that's not all. Tom the Piper's son, he stole a pig and away he ran through the hall. What a squall! Molly put the kettle on, the tea got cold. They had to eat the porridge that was 9 days old. Jack fell down and broke his crown and spilled the water. he had an otter. 4 and 20 blackbirds were baking in a pie, and they refused to sing anything. Wasn't that an awful way for little birds to act before the queen and king? Such a terrible thing, said the knave and the king to the queen of hearts. Come on, hurry up, honey, bring some tarts. So she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. So she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. Doodly-oopy-doo.
Now, the magic words. Salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Now, salagadoola means a menchikaboolaroo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Oh, salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got?
Beautiful.
Yes, isn't it? Now, with an elegant coach like that, of course, we'll simply have to have, mice.
Mice?
Oh, this really is nice. Why, we'll have a coach and four when we're through. Just a wave of my stick and to finish the trick. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boom! Gracious, what did I do? I was sure there were four. There should be one more. Oh, there you are. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boom!
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.